to sport now, and hot off another Crusaders loss, it's time to talk to a well-dressed Jamie Wall about sport.
Thank you, Lucy.
Hello, Jamie. Black Ferns kick off their season this weekend, but there might be a battle looming for talent with the Warriors.
Yes, yes. The Black Ferns do start the Pacific Four series this Saturday in Hamilton at 2 o'clock. If you're in Hamilton, you've got nothing to do, please get along and see them. They are the world champions, after all. And they do have a quite a decent slate of test matches coming up. But, yeah, news that the Warriors are actually relaunching the women's team. They had a season before COVID put a stop to that, and now that the club is back in a position to be able to offer that team to the NRLW competition, they will be starting again next year. And, of course, the immediate question is who is going to be playing for this NRLW team that the Warriors are going to put out. And, of course, attention turned to some of the Black Ferns who are playing this season. This is not a new situation. There have been a number of Black Fern Sevens players who have gone over to the NRLW in recent times, most notably Niall Williams-Guthrie, Stacey Walker as well, playing for Gold Coast Titans and the Brisbane Broncos respectively. Oh, Tyler King as well, playing for St. George Illawarra Dragons. This is the first time it's really been a direct threat to the Black Ferns 15-a-side team. And today, assistant coach Steve Jackson was up for media, and he was asked about it.
Whether it's rugby league, whether it's netball, you know, that's professional sport, and we've got professional athletes here. You know, and they'll make decisions on what's best for their family. You know, but it's our job to be able to create a winning environment. You know, and winning pinnacle events and. You know, and then creating a culture that players want to stay with the Black Ferns and for long term as well. So, but look, it's healthy to have, you know, these opportunities for our ladies to be able to go out there and, you know, look at other avenues to earn a living.
Yes, yeah, so that was Steve Jackson just talking about it. Yeah, he was being relatively upbeat about the situation, and you can look at this as a bit of a good news story for women in sports, because of course this alternate pathway opens up another opportunity for young women and girls who are picking up rugby ball for the first time, because it means by the time they do mature and turn professional, there are going to be twice as many professional opportunities for them. Financially, it is a bit of an interesting situation, because it is unlikely that the Warriors team will be able to offer the same amount of money that a full-time Black Ferns contract will, at least not yet anyway. So anyone crossing over will be taking a bit of a pay cut and hoping that that situation does change. Interestingly enough, one of the current Black Ferns, one of the senior members, Liana Michaeli-Tu'u, did actually admit that it was a goal of hers to go and play for the Warriors next season.
Should we stay with rugby? Remarkable recovery for one of the Blues players.
That's absolutely right. And when we usually talk about recoveries, we're talking about on-field injuries, you know, Achilles, hamstrings and things. Blues lock Cameron Suafua has actually made a successful comeback from cancer diagnosis that he received last November. He underwent an operation to relieve a malignant tumour in his back. And then in February, it was decided that he'd undergo radiation therapy that he actually took for 6 weeks. Unbelievably, though, he kept training and playing. He actually played two games while he was undergoing radiation therapy on his back. The Blues didn't make this public until a few weeks ago, and Cameron actually returned to action on Friday in the Blues' win over the Rebels over in Melbourne. He came on and played pretty well, and he told us yesterday that other than just getting his lungs back used to, you know, the high pace of Super Rugby, he's got a clean bill of health. So it's a pretty awesome story to come out, and he wanted to make sure that we had a shout out to his partner Britt, who'd been a really awesome support person throughout this, and she said treat him like a normal person rather than a rugby player, because, you know, he's surrounded by all this pressure of having to come back to the field, and she managed to kind of keep a level head on him and saying like, hey, it's okay to say no to going to training and things like that. And, you know, it's just a really cool story of someone, you know, a young man who probably just got a real shock of his life, you know, being put in a position where he'd been a young, fit athlete and then having to undergo stuff that you wouldn't think would happen to you until later in life. So quite a cool story. And, yeah, he's in line to be selected for the Blues for their game this weekend against the Hurricanes at Eden Park.
Yeah, remarkable story. Before you trot off, did you want to say anything about the Crusaders? You know, last time you gave them a rack up. Well, apparently it didn't work.
I'd just like to say it was a great effort by them against a very powerful Red side on the weekend. Great effort to get that bonus point. So, you know, it's going to come right for the Crusaders. And just to all my friends down in Christchurch, just keep the faith. Okay, just keep the faith. They'll come right.
Thank you, Jamie. Jamie Wall there with Sport.